I had a one-on-one interview with Sofia Huerta for Area Sports Network. Got to know the Owen Ring forward a little bit more as to how she's on and off the field. Stay tuned to listen to what she said.
Well, I think just from a young age, soccer was more of a developed sport. You know, I was able to travel with my club team to college showcases and was going to different locations basically every weekend and being seen by college coaches. So it just seemed like it made more sense. And I think I was just better at soccer than I was at other sports, but I obviously enjoyed playing basketball. I loved running track. I swam as well. And so playing sports was really fun for me when I was growing up, but soccer was definitely always the number one. Yeah. I mean, I've kind of moved all over. You know, I was recruited as a center back in college. So I played center back for my first season in college. And then I moved to forward. So, and now I, you know, was moved to outside back and then outside forward and then 10. So I've kind of been all over, but if I had to choose one, I would probably say, I like playing attacking mid just because I feel like I'm more involved. But I also like playing forward too, because I'm closer to the goal and obviously my chances of scoring are a little higher. So, I mean, ultimately I just want to be on the field and help my team in any way. But if I had to pick, I'd probably pick attacking mid. I don't feel pressure just because, you know, this is my 7th year in the league, and I definitely feel like I'm more comfortable just as a professional player, but also our team is full of depth. So I don't feel like it's only me, right? I mean, we have a lot of good players who can show up any given day and score goals and create chances. So, you know, I think that it's a credit to our technical staff to get some of the best players. Honestly, it's going to be really hard for them to choose the starting 11 every weekend. So personally, I don't feel too much pressure, but of course I want to do the best I can and score as many goals and create as many chances for the Reign. I love playing under Free. I think he's a great coach. I mean, obviously he brings the European tactics over here. You know, he has different training styles than I've ever had before. And just the way that he communicates with his players is different. You know, there's a little bit of a language barrier, but I think at the end of the day, you know, we all speak the same language when it comes to soccer. So it's been fun to be underneath him. I think obviously he has a lot of experience, and so it's fun to learn from someone that's seen the game in a different lens. It's been really fun though, for sure. Well, I mean, I think that personally, I just want to be the best player I can for the Reign. I mean, of course I would love to score goals and assist, but that's mainly just because I want the team to win and I want to win an NWSL championship. I think we definitely have the team to do it. So it's going to be a good year for us. And yeah, I just want to do the best that I can for this team. I mean, obviously I'm excited for multiple reasons. Playing them, will be fun because it's my old team. I'll see some old players, but at the same time, I want to go out there and beat them. So obviously I'm really excited. In the Challenge Cup in 2020, I was unable to play because I had a hamstring injury. So I haven't played them yet. So this will be my first time playing against them. But, you know, on top of that, this has been a really long preseason. So I think in general, doesn't matter who we're playing, we're all just really excited to step foot on Cheney, and especially in front of fans. You know, we haven't been able to play in front of fans for over a year now. So I think we'll just be really exciting. They are, they're awesome. I love training with them every day and just seeing their enthusiasm and, you know, their youthfulness. They're great girls. And we actually had them come to Portland for a friendly, and they were able to play and they did really well. I mean, they just bring a lot of energy, and they're really skillful for how young they are. So I for me, it's really exciting to see them every day or when they come to training, just because I feel like I learn from them, even though they're younger than me, and they're all really good girls. Yeah. So we've been playing with each other since we were 14. We did like ODP together, played regional team together, youth national teams together. And then we played at Santa Clara together. And then we also played at the Red Stars together, and then had some time together on the full national team as well. So we've been, you know, next to each other throughout both our careers for a very long time. So I have the utmost respect for her. She's obviously such a good player on the field, and she's a great player off the field. So it's been amazing to see her success, and obviously always happy to see her doing well. Well, in the off season, I actually went and trained with Lyon. So it was exciting to actually see some of those girls playing on France, just because I didn't really know who they were before personally. But then obviously I spent a couple months with them in the off season. So that was interesting and fun to see. I think that it's always fun to watch France play the US because they're a top competitor for the US team. And so, you know, it wasn't their full squad. They were missing a lot of key players, but I think that they definitely challenged the US in other ways that other teams can't. So it was exciting to see. And again, just speaking about Julia, I mean, she's always a force to be reckoned with, and she disrupts a lot of their play. And so she did really well in that game. No, I mean, I think my main focus is definitely just club level. I mean, my main focus is the OL Reign and doing the best I can with them. I mean, obviously I've spent time on the national team and that was a great experience, and I have the aspirations and dreams to play on a national team again, but you know, there's only so much you can control, and all I can think about right now is performing well on the club level, and hopefully, you know, if I do well, then I'll be seen and can be on the national team again, right? You know, that was something that I think they lacked before, is they weren't getting enough games. They weren't meeting together enough. You know, I remember when I played with them, we only met every couple months, right? Whereas you see the US meeting every month. And so I think it's important for them to play in those high level games. It will only make them better. Obviously, the more times they play against high competitors, the better they're going to do against them. So I'm not quite sure how much they've improved, to be honest. I haven't seen too much, but you know, I have a lot of friends on the team and I know that they're continuing to work their hardest in hopes to qualify for Olympics one day. You know, I know that that's one of their goals, and to perform well in a World Cup. I guess the advice I would give them is just continuing to grow individually. I mean, sometimes you don't have control over what the national team, you know, provides for you. So you need to do well on a club level. And so when you get called up to the national team, it's competitive and you're all in form and you all can perform. So, you know, a lot of it, it's not up to them, it's up to the federation. And so if they can just control what's in their control, then it will be okay. Well, I think, you know, in 2013, when I was representing Mexico, it was such a good experience. You know, my dad's side of the family is still in Mexico and they were so proud to see Huerta on, you know, the back of my jersey when I was representing Mexico. And that was obviously such a good experience. And I loved, you know, being in tune with that side of my family. And then obviously representing the US national team was just always a dream of mine. So it was, you know, amazing. I almost can't even describe it. It was something that I've wanted to do since I was, you know, a little girl. So to put the US national team jersey on was just something I'm very proud of, and obviously still aim to try and get back on that team. Yeah, I mean, that was obviously a really tough time for everyone, you know, the beginning of quarantine and then, you know, the shooting. But I think a lot of people didn't know how to respond or, you know, what they can do, especially being white. I just wasn't sure how to use my platform. And so I just thought, okay, what can I do? And the Loveland Foundation was something I continued seeing. You know, it's about mental health and raising the funds for Black women and girls. And I just thought it was really important. So yeah, I did everything I could to use my platform and to raise money. And, you know, thankfully fans and people on my who follow me on social media were really excited about it and gave money. And so, yeah, we raised about $16,000 to the Loveland Foundation. And I was just really, yeah, really excited that people stood behind me and the foundation. Yeah, of course. I mean, I watched the World Cup, right? And those are my role models. That's who I watched play on TV and thought that's exactly who I want to be like. I mean, of course, there were girls on the team that I looked up to more. I mean, I definitely grew up watching Mia Hamm and Brandi Chastain and Michelle Akers. Those were kind of like the three main players, but for sure was a fan of the whole team and what they did for women's soccer. Yeah, I mean, I would just say that I'm, you know, a hard worker and can create chances for myself and others and just obviously try to leave it all on the field.